Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural happiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of a profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of a lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, feeling, recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and that Tathagatas will also be blessed. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Om Namah Ravana. Kuwa le chuwe juwe ni langi demba dan kunju demba nyi. Kunju demba dan langi demba nyi marida. Langi demba dan gobi demba nyi che. Langi demba dan gobi demba nyi yinan langi demba sayade. Yinan tonyi ngonzo dhubi lo chile shekwere esilab. Da tonyi ngonzo dhubi lo sayade. Yinan tonyi ntoba la tende ke chimbore sakazi deyimba. Chwa. Chwa tende ke tuyensi namadu kuwa sinamadu. Dudu lo chi chuwe ni ngay tunangu tsu gisi. Today, we will be continuing on the subject matter that we touched last during our previous teachings last Saturday. We went through the Four Noble Truths, basically. And out of those Four Noble Truths, two truths, the first two truths are said to be the cause of cyclic existence or the cause of samsara, are the origin and the suffering. The truth of suffering and the truth of the origin of sufferings are said to be the cause which enables beings to revolve within the cyclic existence. And this is then be followed by the explanation of second two truths, path and the cessations, which is the method or skillful means to free sentient beings from samsara, path. And then here, the path and the cessations, and particularly of the path, when we speak about the path here in this particular context, it really refers to a wisdom that understands emptiness intuitively, direct realizations of emptiness. And in order to accomplish such a mental quality within oneself, one need to first at least have a proper understanding or the proper ascertainment of what is meant by what is known as dependent originations, without which we will not be able to cultivate a wisdom that understands emptiness.
That is the Jiyong of Shuina, Kodu Shuina, Tangarazu, Koala Kotungi, Nimotusum, Maripa, the Samalogi, Chiles in the middle. Kasuda Nedano with Kadiji Salana. You Kadiji Toyina, Dusha Kondo Maji Shedan Timu Kadijine, you Kadiji Toyina, you Korong Muni to the Roach, Mazo, Chi Migi Zujano, Chi Latin to the Roach, the Dimavachine.
In general, what really makes us revolve within this cyclic existence? What is the principal cause that really led ourselves to revolve within this cyclic existence? Are the three poisons of the mind. So, speaking about three poisons of the mind, what kind of functions those three poisons of the mind is, if you look at ourselves in our day-to-day experience, when we perceive things, we tend to perceive things as if the things that exist in and of itself, by its own sight, which entails that our perceptions are always very much influenced by those three poisons of the mind. The way we look at, the way we perceive things in event, we do not look at things and we do not perceive things in event as their existence is dependently designated, but rather we look at things exist by its own side, independently and objectively, which then become a condition for arisal of all those negative thoughts and emotions, such as hatred, anger, attachment, and so forth.
Then 네다다 주제 문제에 토니 버룬 되자 지고야 버루 그걸 콘도 지고야 버루 시단 지고야 근데 네다 뭐 주원로야 돼 주제 문제 진지 주제 문제 왔다 제 문제 찍기 토니 너들이 여바때 가서 라트지 요리스
So it is important to examine ourselves to pay a close attention to how we really perceive things in event. And if we really perceive things in event as it is, or is our perception is really correspond to the reality of how things really exist. So in the final analysis, if you really find that your perception with regard to things and event is something that is erroneous, then we must reverse that. We must take a second thought of perceiving how things really are. For instance, when we look at one particular object, we may find this particular object is something that's very objective, something that is very attractive, which leads oneself to generate attachment towards this particular object. It, on the other time, if you look at the same object, that you consider that object as something that is very attractive, but that same object that you have seen as a very attractive, but this particular object at some time, at some point, it becomes unattractive. Rather, instead of having attachment, generating attachment towards this particular object, it leads oneself to generate anger. This is a clear indication that whatever things that you may perceive, the things does not really exist in and of by itself. It doesn't exist objectively and independently. We see a same particular object at one time in a different way, another time in a different way. The way we look at and the way that things really appears to us, it's really dependent upon the circumstances. In one circumstances, it may appear to you as a very attractive. The other circumstances, it may become so unattractive. And attractiveness and unattractiveness, the appearance of attractiveness and unattractiveness to your perception is really dependent upon the present causes and conditions which give rise to the perception.
And the Baru Humbuchaya, Baru Loma Meba, did the Mambuchaya when the Mig Tong was. The Mig Toya, the Ben Hino Korana, Yin Humbuchaya, the Rangun Truna, two thousand Humbu Yugures, Kojena, Maduba Rangun Trubaina, two thousand Humbu Yugoya. The Loma Meba, the Rangun Truna, two thousand Loma Majin, the Cambu de Goya, the Little Chagu, the Kotugan Jubuton, Humbu the Cabu, Cabu Humbu, the Humbu Meba, the Ramig Toyevachi, Tangosung to the Athena, Koti Kazore. Rangoni Madubi, Tasin Roji, isn't Roji Chagiris.
So let's take an example of something that we can experience by ourselves through our own sense perceptions. For instance, we have a trees here in Minnesota, and sometimes the trees are, trees possess abundance of leaves, fruits, and so forth. And then the other time, we see the trees completely absent of its abundance of of its leaves and so forth. So this is something exists. It is a fact. So the tree with tea possess the abundance of the leaves exists in and of itself or objectively, and by its own side and its own characteristic, then it should always remain possessing abundance of leaves and so forth. However, this is not the case. And that when we look at the trees and other objects, then different appearance to one's own perception is the indications or the signs of things does not exist in and of itself. It really entails things doesn't exist objectively and independently. So, although we know that things exist, every existence arises out of its own causes and conditions. Yet at the same time, we perceive things that exist objectively and independently. It is because our perception is very much influenced by mental afflictions or negative states of minds, or in other words, the delusions. So in order to reverse this perception with regard to things and events, we need to understand, have a proper understanding of dependent originations, the meaning of dependent originations. If you are able to understand, and if you are able to deepen insight into the nature of dependent originations, then your perception with regard to the things that exist independently will be diminished. Because perception of dependent originations and perception of things existing by its own side are directly contradictory.
So
in order to eliminate this negative state of mind, in other words, a three poisonous mind, we need to deepen oneself into the nature of dependent originations, the meaning of dependent originations, which enables one to ascertain what is known as emptiness. And so therefore, it is very important for us to understand the meaning of dependent originations. So, speaking about dependent originations, certainly there are subtleties of dependent originations. We're not speaking about the dependent origination that's limited only on the gross level of dependent originations, but rather there are subtleties. So there are one kind of dependent originations that can be realized, it can be understood by one's own experience. There are another level of dependent originations, something that is more obscure, and obscure that cannot be ascertained and cannot be understood without depending upon the reasonings and so forth.
So
Let's go through this, the gross level of dependent originations. Something that can be understood, something that can be experienced by oneself, something in fact, so experiencing in our day-to-day life. For instance, when you eat food, and prevent you from hunger, then if you do not eat food, then you feel hungry. So this is the gross level of understanding of dependent originations. So again here, another example of the gross level of dependent originations is a cause that gives rise to its effect, cause that gives rise to its fruition. It's something that can be posited, something that can be propounded by all tenets, something that is very close, something that can be understood very easily. So there are philosophical tenets. The school of the ancient Indian thoughts, the school of thoughts, their understanding of dependent origination is limited upon the compounded phenomena. And other than the compounded phenomena, certain philosophical tenets cannot really posit, cannot really explain dependent originations. So now on top of this dependent origination with regard to the compounded phenomena, then there is another dependent originations. It's not very much, based on the compounded phenomena, but rather it is mere dependent and imputed. So this is then the explanation goes to the subtle level of dependent originations. So in order to realize, or in order to gain unmistakable realizations of emptiness, one must understand the dependent originations, not based on compounded phenomena, but rather based on dependently designated, dependently existence, and things that exist imputedly.
That is, when a true tamjela, mean mirror in your words. When I got out of the army, you need me some other minting, my mean mirror years. Mean mirror really long with me, Lindjang, Madame the Younger, because mean the cola tava. Cola tin, the cola tava in the mean telatin and coy, because of coying, but Louis de Chavada, and I'll lag do some below the ranging it to him. The Tamolo. Look about Tabar and Mado, Koran Winter Truck in Maris, the other day, the digging the day, shoot him jail, Chateva, Kangaton Jaturis.
So, this kind of dependent originations is not actually limited only upon the compounded phenomena, but rather it pervades entire spectrum of phenomena. For instance, here We all have our own name. So we have a different name, and we respond when someone calls us by our name. And so when someone calls your name, and you feel that somebody is calling me, and you have a feeling of me, which that responds to someone who's calling you. And those are the kind of the dependent originations that cannot apply only to the component phenomena, but this can apply to entire spectrum of phenomena. So let's take another example of the dependent origination which pervades entire spectrum of phenomena. For instance, each and every individual on this planet Earth all have their name. However, they are not really born with that particular name primordially, but rather the name is later imputed upon those individuals. Similarly, everything's an event, entire phenomena, does not exist by its own side. That its very existence is really imputed by our conceptions. So in brief, you should make able to make a distinction between the two different two levels of this dependent originations. The one level of dependent originations and dependent originations limited upon cause and effect. In other words, to the compounded phenomena. And then another kind of dependent originations, which is more pervasive, that everything that exists is imputed, imputational. It is imputed by conceptions and term and a name. So then when you are able to deepen insight into the nature of dependent originations, when you gain a pure ascertainment of dependent originations, will then diminish these delusions or the mental afflictions. Because the apprehension of dependently designated and an apprehension of things exist by its own side are directly contradictory. They are paradox. The paradoxic way of looking at things, things in event. So therefore, it is natural when you enhance and develop one part of that mental event, and then other part of mental event diminishes.
Pena, kasure. Chungamu roje wa na chungamu. Chungamu dina la chungamu mengeji mambo luwa ina kongamu raji la rodo wa si. Raji la rodo. Kwa zina, ngamu yeba da mewa ni kong gewa rwa. Gewa inza mewa digi yeba dila nyugu yuri, yeba digi mewa dila nyugu yuri. Teko nyoja nyoja cha inza, te pe di na jinji. Tanda pe rangu ni truba zimi lo dila, tume rangu ni truba inza, ta tu ni trubi lo jigi, tu ni truba zimi, tendegi lo jigi, raji ni kor nyo doa si. 내가 총로에 담임 로에 내가 한신 찬송을 했어.
So for instance, if you have a liquid that's very sweet, and this particular liquid is diluted by something that is not sweet, then the sweetness of this liquid will gradually diminish, because the sweet and unsweetened and unsweetened are contradictory. And these two phenomena cannot exist simultaneously for a longer period of time within one container. Similarly, when it comes to the perceptions, our apprehensions with regard to things in event, the things that exist, the way your apprehension of things in event, independently existence, and the apprehension of things in event exists dependently. So these are, directly contradictory mental event. So therefore, one does not exist without undermining other. So it is based on understanding of these dependent originations, the gross level of dependent originations, and as well as the subtle level of dependent originations. One will eventually set to the culmination of understanding of emptiness. In other words, the intuitive understanding of emptiness. Thus, one will be able to eliminate one's negative thoughts and emotions derived by the marigpa or the abhidhya or the ignorance. Ignorance which becomes the root cause for giving rise to all those negative thoughts and emotions. And it is through this kind of path that understands emptiness will enable one to achieve cessations, which is the result of the path, accumulation of the path. So it is through this way one will able to free oneself from cyclic existence. So therefore, the last two truths, the noble truth of cessation and the noble truth of the path which leads to the cessation, are said to be the method or skillful means which enables one to free oneself from cyclic existence.
Ta namazu kichha ji gar sam nawo sena ta ngara du be mi gi thwa ye ngi gi ten de raba de ji de pe de jan ten de raba de ji de kan de ten de yin be du ji gar sha ten de yin thang gar sha te be ka so de chim ju de ma so na ya bu ji ne te gi pe le jan ne ten de tham mo to ya ge thab la te ju jin de ji ne ten de tham mo to ya ge ne ji ka so thab la ru thu ba cha de ha jan ki chim cha ge de su
so just through the experiencing of this dependent origination, the gross level of dependent originations, one then go through a very, critical scrutiny of this gross level of dependent originations. And when, after the final scrutiny, one will then be able to relate that understanding of this gross level of dependent originations to the and a subtle level of dependent originations.
That day in the Tende Tara Shivala, Mara Dame Tara Shivala, and Tende Rota Shigova. Tende Rota Shivala, that Tende been due to Rimadam Momoyenza, and Dame Tara and the Rimadam Moyo and the Tatum Dassing it. Chick Lusumida, Tawamida, Tinio and the Tinitan Chagas.
So in order to understand the subtle level of selflessness or the emptiness, or the gross level of selflessness or the emptiness, one needs to understand, one needs to have a proper ascertainment of dependent originations. And in order to understand the dependent originations, then one needs to undergo the extensive studies of Dupta, which is the philosophical tenets. And it is through studying of the philosophical proponents of those philosophical tenets, one will then be able to understand what is meant by the gross level of selflessness and what is meant by a subtle level of selflessness.
Chulu mida mida mambo yeva. Chulu mida mida mambo yeva. Ita ni chulu mida mida nala ya. Ni tadu mida wa, tawa mida wa, chiba mida wa. Tini mambo yeva ita ni tunda mida wa asingde. Kona ji dili cha ongo desu.
So therefore, the subject matter, today's the subject matter is Dupta, which is philosophical tenets. And so, generally, on this human existence, the planet Earth, there are a lot of diversity of religious, major religious traditions. And each of those major religious traditions have their own philosophy, or their own philosophy, or the metaphysics, and as well as their own conduct. So therefore, we find a lot of different in the diversity of this philosophical tenets is found.
That Buddha Mindra in Jusengi Taji do number Tanja the Mindra in Gurus and the Gumaris. Tumoki, that category, Yamin said, I'm going to Tumoki, Jari, Mabuti, Yuris.
So, however, when we speak about the different proponents or the different philosophical tenets, that doesn't really mean that everything that they propound are opposed to each other. Although they have a different proponents, we still find a common ground. We still be able to find the practice, the commonality, and the uniformity that can be practiced by everyone.
Kaza yengi kange seya ge din thalam ni kasu re jimba ta yala soba ta ta na ji ni ji jamba go yala soba ta ta na ji hinji go yala soba de ri mambu ji gana du tumo gi nyamne cha de res.
For instance, the basic practice that suggested by all religious traditions, such as overcoming of the suffering of other beings, working for the wealth of other beings, and practice of generosity, cultivation of love, compassion, and so forth. And those are the common practice. It is practiced by all religious, major religious practitioners. So similarly, then there was a different explanations or different teachings on this philosophical, different philosophical tenets, such as the basis, path, and fruition. Shilam Desum, and then the ultimate accomplishment. Their ultimate accomplishment is various, again, dependent upon their philosophical, different philosophical tenets. And then the way one approaches, way one venture upon the path to reach this ultimate goal, it's again different. That's they differ.
Then, the minute that chulu minda mambu yon goya diya pe gwa chimbo yore nga na te tingi dosi. Tionda chimbo yore jenga tingi yose. Kaisala na, anin zambilingi mindi na la, misu susu kamda miwa minda wa. Anin zambilingi na minda wa. Minda mambu uchi yewa yinza, tegi kamda miwa la tuyini, ini chulu minda mina yon diya chi. Susu kamda miwa la tuyini, chuti chewa yina, pendo chaya yode wa. Susu la pe, gangi seya la tegi pe, kasuru niba chaya yode wa. Tindi chigi nyata nga toni,
So, as we all know, on this planet Earth, we have a lot of different religious traditions. And all of those religious traditions has its own purpose. And it works for the welfare of other beings equally. It is also important, I personally feel it is important to have a different religious traditions on this planet Earth because there are a lot of different people with different mental inclinations and with different wishes and different motivations. On the basis of their mental and spiritual inclinations, the different religious tradition is something that is very important to have. After all, the purpose of practicing religion, engaging in the practice of religion, is to overcoming the suffering for oneself and working for the welfare of other beings. So therefore, if one's particular practice that is chosen by oneself is something that really accords with one's own inclinations is much more beneficial.
Pena, tangi peja, pena, kamadinala. Kamadinala, zayari, tunyari, ngamo, jumo, tsawo, ramo, chik, nenzom kanga, nenzomaji yena. Nenzom dinala, yungi, tamalogi, chik, debatimaji, tunyara gris, zayara gris, tsawo gangi, tsawo, ramo gangi, tsawo, ngamo gangi, ngamo, karinako, raji, yuwa yenza, kanga debatimaji, lo debuji, detimaji. That the Tunjani Mazomayena, Saya Kustina, Saya Mirawa, the Niji Tony, Ko Chikikazu Tata Jiri Maris, Pitin Rawichi Chadiris.
So, for instance, in this house, if we find there are a lot of different edible things, such as different taste, sweet, sour, hot, cold, and so forth. Then, based on the different taste, which will suit the different motivations and different inclinations of the different individuals. However, if you lack the variety of those tests, then one test is not sufficient to fulfill the wish of the lot of beings.
Imaina, that's I had some side you rawa yinaya, sadiki, susu, nugin dumudu, ping dumudu, susu, shinju cherries. Shinju chini, payas to carry ping dum, tigaran, chisuzu kasuri, susu, mizu chair the kitchen chagres. But the touch in dilla and dilla because of mizu chagori like humorous.
Although you may find a lot of different foods with different tastes, that doesn't mean that we have to go ahead and, you know, just eat all this, you know, all the different tastes of the food. It is not really wise. It's ideal for us to really to examine ourselves, to really to see what kind of food, something that is beneficial for oneself. We can't really just go ahead and, you know, grab everything and just eat it. We have to be very careful with something that is beneficial to oneself, or it may be is something that is detrimental to oneself.
Oh, piti dani chine. Zamiri ni nala chulu mida mambo yenza chulu mida mida susu ki taru utani susu ki simla chik pendo karik chia do taru digi do ne pendo chia yena taru tiga na susu ki kasori besu chia te kichim chagores. Tiensa tiyan be junzi tonen tonen. Junzi tonen tonen pinyo kan ringi yoba di shiba yina, di tembo yungulis, tembo.
So therefore, based on different mental inclinations and spiritual inclinations, it is important to have this different religious tradition with different religious philosophical tenets. And then the understanding of your understanding of the particular tenets should not be limited only upon the faith alone, but rather it should be based on sound reasonings. If one's understanding of these philosophical tenets and his philosophy is based upon the sound reasonings, then your understanding on the proponent of this particular philosophy will be more stable and lasting. So here, when it comes to the explanation of the philosophical tenets, then it is a custom that we're not really going through the explanation of the Buddhist philosophical tenets. Rather, we go through the explanation of overall explanation of both Buddhist philosophical tenets as well as non-Buddhist philosophical tenets. Here again, when we go through this explanation of both of these philosophical tenets, and you may find there are a lot of negation is negated by the Buddhist philosophical tenets. That doesn't mean that we were looking at other philosophical tenets, which are non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, that inferior to the Buddhist philosophical tenets. So then we call the Buddhist as a Nangpa, which is the inward religion. And then the non-Buddhist is said to be the outward religious tradition. However, if you reverse this, in someone who is practitioner of the non-Buddhist, we become an outward Buddhist religious tradition, and they become an inward religious traditions. It is, whether it is inward or the outward, it's dependent upon the practitioner, or the particular practitioner.
So,
So however, here the most important part here is to one's understanding and practice must be grounded upon the sound reasonings, the valid reasonings. And so if one finds the philosophical tenets, non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, as more reasonings, it is grounded upon a valid reasonings, then one should follow that philosophical tenets. And so one should not really accept one particular philosophical tenets just by wishing to gain liberation and state of enlightenment. One's acceptance of the philosophical tenets, once on philosophy, is really grounded upon a sound reasonings derived through the critical scrutiny. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Therefore, it is not only important to really to gain liberation and enlightenment, but having a reasoning-based action is something that is effective in our day-to-day life as well.
So,
if you have the precious garland, philosophical tenets, texts, so we will go through the texts. If not, many cultural.
Me wain da tiki tunda do bashiya is.
Jamya sheba rwe. Kunju ti khande imena ngesa kandi. Kunju jimo opo. If you get, if you have this cutting through appearance, you can order this online. Cutting through appearance. It's a cutting through appearance. Kunju jimo opo. Kunju jimo opo tingi. Ato tina ngi tina di kunju jimo opo na. Rishi kunju jimo opo.
Yeah, this is a really good book to learn about philosophical tenets.
Tunda sedil da, chiribu tunda, nambu tunda sedimi da ni. Iwa chini, chiribu tunda kora na lola ya, ni nasi ki iwa mambu juu dewa. Yuna shiba yana da, nyaga ki be, chiribu tunda na la tunda ni, tujure ni, ni iwa ji sungi resi.
So, speaking about the philosophical tenets, as we mentioned earlier, that there are two kinds. One is Buddhist philosophical tenets, and another is the non-Buddhist philosophical tenets. And in fact, there are numerous non-Buddhist ancient non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, you know, according to the texts, there are about 62 different non-Buddhist ancient philosophical tenets that exist in India.
Tenda chirebe tunda tujure ni de chudule sheba ina rini na ndinwa rini de karzela na tabar mawe ni tunda mawa da chebar mawe tunda mawa rini na la da.
So, all of these 62 kinds of types of philosophical tenets of non-Buddhist ancient Indian philosophical tenets can be condensed into two. So, one is Dakpurmari, which is the proponent of who the philosophical tenets who propound eternalism, and then Chebamara, the philosophical tenets who propound the nihilism.
Tava the Cheba Gadis Shuana, Tava said, Mebala, Yeba Dotava, Majin the Yeba Dotani.
So let's go through a brief explanation of what is meant by the proponent of eternalism, which is which is one of the philosophical, non-Buddhist philosophical ancient Indian tenets, and the philosophical the proponent of the nihilism, the philosophical tenets. So what is meant by the proponent of eternalism is this particular camp of philosophical tenets that actually accepts the permanent sound. Sound is a permanent. In other words, something they impute themselves, but that particular reality does. In reality, that particular object does not really exist. In other words, something that does not exist is imputed by them as existence. That is called what is meant by eternalism. For instance, the permanent sound. And then what is a nihilism here? The nihilism is something that exists, but you reject the existence of this particular phenomena. For instance, law of cause and effect, or karma. Karma does exist, but if you reject karma, though this it exists, but you reject the karma, and accepting karma as a non-existence, and that is what is meant by the proponent of nihilism. So within the Buddhist in Buddhism, in other words, sorry, there are also a number of philosophical tenets. Primarily, there are four philosophical tenets. And these four philosophical tenets emerge depending upon the practitioners. the inclination, the spiritual inclination, and mental inclination of the practitioners. So therefore, all those four different philosophical tenets can be, again, encapsulated within two camps, which is the philosophical tenets of Hinayana and or the Theravada, and the philosophical tenets of Mahayana.
Da theba chimbo da theba member se de thab da sirab ni ga chane da chiba ja chu gur se thab chane inje da chan ju sem theba chimbo na ji meba son da lang ton de me ra ye ba chane thau gi chiba sirab gi chiba ton ni thara ga ton ni thara ga ton ni sirab gi chiba de ja chu gur se.
So then this two different philosophical tenets, the philosophical tenets of Theravada philosophical tenets and then Mahayana philosophical tenets can be distinguished based on the way of thinking, in other words, and the way of their practice. It can be differentiated both the practice of method aspect as well as the wisdom aspect. The method aspects such as compassion, great compassion, bodhicitta, and infinite love. And then the wisdom aspect, the subtle understanding of emptiness and so forth. So this can be differentiated based upon both method aspect as well as in the wisdom aspect. So, however, you know, regardless of their different proponents of both Buddhist philosophical tenets as well as non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, but they all have a common name of philosophical tenets. So there are different proponents and propounded by the different philosophers. For instance, even among the Buddhist philosophical the schools of thoughts, There are some excepts, the things that exist by its own side. There are some philosophers that rejects the existence of things, the existence of its own side, things and event. And similarly, we also find a different proponents within the non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, such as some philosophers, they accept life after death, in other words, previous life and incarnation and so forth. There are others who completely reject both previous as well as the future life. So etymology of the Dupta in the philosophical tenets, which is roughly translated in English. In the Tibetan term Dupta, which means established conclusion. What really means that you have established your own way of thinking based on reasoning, whether the reasoning is something that is valid or invalid. But although that particular reasoning of establishment of your may be invalid, but to the individual who accept that his or her view is perfect, and for them, that reasoning is something that is valid for them. So therefore, it is called established conclusion, which means it is concluded based on the establishment of reasoning. So there's also a difference here between Buddhism and as well as the Buddhist philosophy, or Buddhist philosophical tenets, in other words. So here, what is really meant by Buddhist practitioners? What really makes oneself, fulfills the criteria of becoming oneself as a Buddhist practitioner is the individual who take refuge in three jewels and enters your entire spiritual quest to the three jewels, and taking refuge in these three jewels from the depth of one's heart is said to be the Buddhist practitioner.
That in Iji, Chiriba, the Chiriba Tundala, Chibaja Chogris, Pena Chiriba said, Kunjosum Latin, just the Mundroa. And then Jidim Belajin Latin, just the Droa Dela, and then Chiriba, the Jachogris.
So then here we can also talk about similar to the non-Buddhist Buddhist believer. So someone who take refuge in the worldly beings, the worldly, celestial beings as an object of refuge, and who take refuge from the depth of their heart to the worldly beings. So what is meant by then here the Buddhist philosophical tenets on the Buddhist philosopher here? So the Buddhist philosopher here, the criteria to becoming oneself as the Buddhist philosopher, it's not only that you have taken refuge in three jewels from the depth of one's heart, but your taking refuge in three jewels is based upon the acceptance of the four seals. all component phenomena are impermanent.
这东西没，哦，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这东西没，这
And all phenomena are selflessness and emptiness. Nirvana is peace. So those are the four seals of the Buddhist doctrines. So this four seals is accepted by for the entire Buddhist philosophical tenets. So then when it comes to the, again, the non-Buddhist philosophical tenets that we mentioned earlier, there are some who accept the previous life as well as future life, and some who reject the previous life and future life, and some who accept the eternal soul or the eternal beings. So it is again very important for us to study about non-Buddhist philosophical tenets and non-Buddhist philosophy. Very important. So for me, I think it is again important to the non-Buddhist practitioners to study about Buddhist philosophy. So it is, you know, kind of like vice versa. So if you really able to understand the both the Buddhist philosophy as well as the non-Buddhist philosophy, will actually enrich your knowledge. You are actually knowing the object of knowledge, the extra object of knowledge, so that your intellect is enhanced and developed. Furthermore, and it is through this you gain more knowledge, and it really enriched your knowledge, not only in the field of Buddhist philosophy, but also the other in a non-Buddhist philosophy as well. So these two philosophical tenets are actually dependent upon each other. If there is no Buddhist philosophical tenet, there won't be a non-Buddhist philosophical tenet. If there is non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, suddenly there will be no Buddhist philosophical tenets as well. So it is all dependent upon each other. So if the benefits of studying both philosophy of Buddhist and non-Buddhist is because there are not all those their proponents could be rejected. Because studying the non-Buddhist philosophy, one may enrich one's understanding of Buddhist philosophy. And then non-Buddhist practitioners who take an interest in studying of the Buddhist philosophy may contribute, helped to enhance and develop their knowledge as well. So there are many, camps that really, becomes favorable for the development of one's knowledge. It's the benefits of studying different philosophy.
Benang tu kalau tu mazuna kalau cina jisat dina draw tegar mazuna nyomars kalau draw mera sewa ina draw mera mera nyomai yeres ti naji cini mana tu culu kanggal aji kasure ni dah tu mazuna terlu ki namja dia boh siwa ina ti ni orang tu pendo yeres.
So just like if you yourself, limit oneself to eating habit of eating only one taste of food. So then you will not be experience a different taste. If you're able to, experience a different kinds of food, then you will have a different taste. The different taste that you had will enables you to have experience of having this kind of food. So therefore, studying both Buddhist philosophy as well as non-Buddhist philosophy is very important.
Bena.
So then here, would really sharpen your intellect by going through a critical scrutiny of comparing those different philosophical tenets and dependent, looking at their resonance and so forth. For instance, when one philosophy, such as the non-Buddhist philosophy, may propound non-existence of afterlife or future life or the previous life, whereas the Buddhists unanimously accept this future life and the previous life. But now here, what is important for us to understand is you have to look at the reasoning. What is the reasoning behind the rejects, incarnations and previous life? And what is the reasoning behind that accepts incarnation and previous life?
Rigi gini, ngaranzu kan masih dia kerja di tapa ini semua ini. Tapi ngaranzu kerja tapa maris segus. Tadi ko juzeh ker, kerja tapa ini berjuzeh mahadu, main berjuzeh mahadu. Dia ngaranzu simjuzeh ini, sih gua aja cari ini.
This is how we really learn and sharpen our intellect. For instance, when of the non-Buddhist philosopher would accept the philosophical tenets, accepts the sound that we expressed and our verbal action are said to be a permanent. Whereas the Buddhist rejects this notion of permanent sound. Rather, they accept impermanent. So now, important for us to really to see what is the reason behind that? One accepts permanent and one accepts impermanent.
That the degree you say, I was a toy in a Susan Tuna call a shuba in a tippy Timbuchida, never too much younger. The Nichaning shoes.
So it is therefore I'm encouraging all of you to really to study not only Buddhist philosophy but also the non Buddhist philosophy to see the reasonings. Which reasonings are more valid, which reasonings are more correspond to reality and so forth.
That thing, because na go to your marriage, chana to because meva yenda, maombolanga to because kadu rawa yenda, because na go to na ya yung res. That thing, chije na ujis.
Study the teachings is a general introduction of philosophy, philosophical tenets, because we do not have many of you. Do not have this the tenets book, And so we will, you know, begin, you know, going through the book next teachings, following weeks, right? So, jema deka resu.
Jema deka resu, nga salam.
The paths and grounds of Tantra next week.
Ta dunra ji la, dhiri dhunda tira, dhunda rata, dhunda tira. Ta jema deka resu, ya jema deka resu.
So we will alternate from now on. So next Saturday we will be focusing on the paths and grounds of Tantra.
And then nga ge tanda gin chen sung ba ti ye na ya bu ye su ji la wa nya ye na de je me ra ru ge de ko ka su de ta de ye na ya bu ye
su. So Trimbuchi would encourage all of you to get the book of the both cutting through appearance and as well as the tantric paths and grounds. Yeah, this is the book you will find. But this is with the commentary, but Rinpoche will focus on the root text.
Yeah.
So, if you have any questions.
No, I have a question. When you're talking about non-Buddhist schools of philosophy, I heard you say that there were 62 or something like that in India. Are you limiting yourself and encouraging us to look at those Indian philosophical
schools or other ones as well. I just wanted you to clarify that, please. Okay. Not very clear about that. Would you please repeat
one second, please? I'm a Westerner. I don't know the non-Buddhist Indian philosophical schools. So when he says, please, study this as well, is this what he means? Or does he mean, is he talking about the non-Buddhists exclusively from India or all around? Just one.
Okay, got it. Taking from Chege, chirubi dhubda dha nangbe dhubda nigaliya dhe tuna nangor su sungres. Chazan dhadi dhe chirubi dhubda dhe dha jidana jiyong liya dha dhubda koromba dha dhubyure nisi yor sungres. Dhe ya dha kanda nyeme kyaqa ki dhubda mawa chani chadi wo dhubda kengi cha korwa dhe. Dha dhe rumche ki china nige dhubda liya tosam che korse dhe kanda ji jangwa che korse dhe dhunduka naya dhe dhanda kyaqa kyaanda chik dhubda kapsan sunguyo bhe, ane chik kyaan nangbo mayin bhe dhubda inchin chik shesan li sunguyo bhe kanda yin
sunguyo bhe. Tati suzu dhuda nubha la paani shiayaris. Chidaa nga dhu yungni ta jaga kiba dhan nambak nambi yungi ta kaji taru mida toni shu sunguyo yoris. Chidaa ganga la bhe nyab tuwe na jira yagu yoris.
So the reason why I talked about, studying both, Buddhist and non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, studying up based on the ancient Indian philosophical tenets, is because in the Buddhist texts, the text that we are using, and the comparison is made based on those, Buddhist and non-Buddhist, based on ancient Indian philosophical tenets. However, it is not to say that you should just study only Indian philosophical tenets. If you have time and, it's circumstances that really allows you, you can study other philosophical tenets, not just limited to Indian philosophical tenets, but you can also study the world's philosophical tenets as well.
Tunda yin, jaga tunda mayina, tunda yinba giri lepa, jani shi na yinba, shi diwa da, ni labuji shi tuya ki niba yungu resi.
So if we are able to study this, the ancient Indian philosophical tenets, both Buddhist and non-Buddhist, will really help you to enhance and develop your knowledge of other philosophical tenets as well. Because everything that they talked about in ancient India, Indian Buddhist philosophical tenets, it's relevant to all other philosophy, all religious philosophy as well.
Dina xie ye ge chure ba tzu ka ye namba san ji bu tu da ma jung ne da de ba de yong yeres da
so here
de to ne pe jan la da de ji ja jin ma sung yer ma do cha dan de ku ye ma res
so there are many non Buddhist philosophical tenets. It actually emerged prior to the Buddhist philosophical tenets, so some are very very in a long time.
Thank you.
So that people can hear, you want to read this one, or
it's okay.
Yeah, you can read this.
I'm a psychologist, and I think a lot about how to make direct, practical applications to people I work with who are suffering. And I wonder if Rinpoche has any ideas about, any thoughts about how, if I'm working with someone who's suffering, how could I use dependent origination, the knowledge of that, to help people?
Moran, in the Sangam work, So it is very important to explain, if you're able to explain and help people through the explanation of dependent originations. And it's not only someone who is actually a particular person who actually approach you for a consultant, but this explanation of dependent origination is relevant and beneficial and helpful to all beings, if you are able to. Because in all beings, we all undergo suffering. We all have a different kind of experience, the experience of happiness, the experience of suffering, and experience of none of these two. In other words, neutral experience. So here, all this experience of suffering, happiness, and neutral are created by our own mind to the large extent. And there are not a single being who exists on this planet Earth who have not gone through this experience, who may be experiencing it right now, who will be experiencing it in the future, and who has also already been experienced that particular, suffering or the happiness. But if you, investigate very carefully, you will really be able to see those, all those different levels of suffering, happiness, and so forth, are really created by our own mind to the large extent. So therefore, this can be overcome by the different set of thinking that you need to employ, different set of thinking. Because since this is created by our own mind, then overcoming of this particular suffering must be overcome by employment of different set of mind. So this is very, very important, to explain to other people based on different originations. It's very helpful.
So, kati chu su yu na ni tila miga chi chi, kati chu su mi tila miga chi pen siya ki, tsik tiga rang to ni, chi chu su yu ngi chi mi, chu su yu ya chi na ni, simde chi guya ki mido waas chi ra, rimu mito pa su su ya jin ro ya ki ta, tab chi yu di res. Chu su miwa chi na ni, simde chi na dul chi ya ma to, ya ro ya ki ya ma res. Dindi to ni ta, tab chi kandri chi to ni, ke chi gu gu tu, te yi la chi na, xe bayi na, chi ten di pen to yung res.
So, with this regard, it is very helpful to really to reflect one's mind upon the Shanti Deva's guide to the Bodhisattva's way, well, Bodhisattva's way of life, Bodhicitta Charya Avatara. In one particular line that you can reflect upon, that's something that is very beneficial. What it states is, like, if something that is that can be overcome, and then why worry about? We must engage in and take initiative of overcoming that particular suffering. It's something that cannot be overcome, something that cannot be eradicated. What benefits that we may gain out of being worried about? So you should always look at that. It's something that can be overcome, or that can be eradicated or not.
My question is, His Holiness the Dalai Lama recommended as a practice to memorize root texts, and I was wondering if Rinpoche could recommend this for us as Westerners.
Kundene kasnyamanda chik tsawadige lol simbol she uska nambres chesan ta tsawad gande sungwe benas rimshe ta koran su da ta koran to bichel ya ta tsaw gande sim ya gre che
ale
tsaw su
gar tsaw su
ta tsawad din se ko sebe shen
ale la
ne ta so so namje nyamle le te ta tsaw chik se gmendo
ta kida tsawal ri dam ne mo ja yer sine su su nyamle ngi ne dibas gura da ne ne che devo mambo meba tinde som ta maina lo jun tsi ma ki tsaw de sin tun ya go yer s tinde tsik ji la be tun da mambo ji ya yeba son lo mo ta yeba chi de ga ran ton de tun tu go yer s tinde chan
so speaking about the root texts, suddenly there are numerous root texts. But for us, something that is very lucid and very comprehensive root text is the 8 verses of training the mind. They're really, really good, because 8 verses of the training the mind, within the one line, if you really analyze very carefully, it encapsulates entire teachings of the Buddha.
Dini ya yung chenpo la jik su su tusam jaya ki chi tu tawa si nani ni jawa chanpo ngubo sun jaya ki dini pashin tawa da umma tse ummin tawa mungu yor si dini zhenya la gali khabu yote tu tsue mungu nyu goya cha diyo si ina ta su 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 nubala pabi
Of course, if one aspires to study at, you know, extensively about the Buddhist texts, then there are other, you know, root texts such as Maitreya's Avisamaya Alamkara, which is ornament of clear realizations, and then Chandrakrit is the root text of Madhyamaka Mulakarika. So those are very, very, again, you know, helpful. But this is, again, here, you know, it's very long. So for us, you know, we should choose something that really we will be able to do it, something that is convenient for one to really focus. So what I personally feel is the suitable for us is to memorize these 8 verses of trainings of the mind. And His Holiness always said that he recites these 8 verses of trainings of the mind every day and practice as well. So we'll stop here with this today.
The dedication to 23 and 24, and continue with our auspicious wishes on page 28.
Chebara jizu lozan dravayi nime nimbo Siji shu Kuji shuji mendo radira Nidhi jemba de sanji jindu mede vawa Roku namda jindu chebara shu Da lama da nime jiji mela nungi Sat Lamji de razone doji changi nyo do isho guru rinna meda lakani dayami kuze rade je nangara chini shochu jeba lozan dembe dembe sason je dwe misi tadu ne juru je Korvi shingadu bina dewa malu jume Jiri ziwa dinti jatso yi shabi sindi Dinjuru ji Hu chidara chimba da gundus Diya di jindi deda gunji jisu da Dewa dida tamji radu mu Yawa tamji ji ngawa kala chodu ngama Dagi giwi zawa digun jan zambu ji Radu ngora ji